Every day this past week, officials of the Bush administration and the president himself have talked in terms of preparing for war. We spoke earlier to Congressman Jerry Lewis, Republican of California, who is the chairman of the Powerful Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, the committee which will have to agree to additional spending for military action. Congressman Lewis says the defense budget that was before his committee last week has been scrapped. The new one will include more funds for intelligence, perhaps more emphasis on special forces, and more for troops being called up. He says no one knows yet how much all this might cost.
We can't even begin to guess, but I do know that we are spending today on our national defense a minimum of $100 billion less than we were just a few years ago because we presumed we didn't have to be on a war footing.
Are you looking at the possibility of a war that will have a build-up, a time of fighting, and an end, as Desert Storm did? Are we looking at something completely different from that?
This is entirely different than Desert Storm. We are not going to be carpet bombing Afghanistan. That country, average person has an income of $800 a year, something in that neighborhood. It's a very, very poor country. Many of the women and children are leaving the country because they're concerned about a Desert Storm kind of war. We will be going to the heart of these organizations, these cells, who make up the terrorist network, that there's little doubt that they must be our target first. The fact is that it's the use of intelligence, it's using our allies to effectively ferret out those people who are behind this, and then laying a foundation that involves a commitment over a number of years to make sure that this cannot happen again.
Can the United States do what it needs to do without racking up big deficits or possibly delaying some of the elements of the tax cut or maybe even a temporary war tax to pay for the costs of all of this? Is anything like that being considered?
I do not believe in deficit spending, but I do believe very strongly in the fact that America must make a commitment to our national security. During the 21st century, we're going to have to recognize that there's a real cost here, and it has to be defending our homeland first. And I believe the public is going to support that sort of exercise of using our resources, the federal resources, in a fashion that makes sure there's adequate funding.
The United States, in one of its previous wars in Vietnam, President Johnson attempted to keep American life as unchanged as possible while that war was going on, a policy that was called at the time guns and butter, no sacrifices in terms of daily life, although the sacrifices, of course, were immense. Do you think something like that is what President Bush has in mind?
Well, throughout the Vietnam era, the American public was much divided. It was an entirely different time and a war that indicated that we had not paid very much attention to the history in that region. In this case, the American public, you can just feel it as you walk down the street, as you look at the flags flying on every window, when they are reacting in a fashion that says, we will be patient, but we're not going to wait forever.
Mr. Lewis, thank you very much for talking to us.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Congressman Jerry Lewis of California, he is the chairman of the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee.